I didn't know I could bristle.
Yeah, you're on now.
Well, you thank God, was only bristling.
No.
Here he is. He showed up. He's counting money. Look at him. He's all tired from counting the money.
I know, huh? That's a great meme. Who put that meme
up?
The baby in the
backseat. Oh, yeah. That was sad.
That was a good one. Hey, Josh is back now.
Okay, good, Josh. Can you can hear us? I don't know if he can talk, though.
I don't know if he... clear.
Oh, good. That's Josh. We're all the way from Canada. How do you like that? I love this modern technology, huh? I was thinking about it the other day. Even though it takes up 50% of our time messing around with this technology, think about all the people we can contact. You know what I mean? It's a great instrument. Anything that's scientifically good, we use it for the good. Even though the devil uses it for the bad, that's his problem. I don't care. We use it for the good. Science is a very good thing God created for us to discover. God allows us to share his creation and to enjoy it. How great God is. He's the artist of artists, the scientist of scientists.
Yeah.
Here he is.
There he is.
Is this the Ryan God himself? Are you the peach man?
The Gouda man.
You'll be the peach man.
Yes, the cheddar cheese.
Pretty soon you're going to be the apple man.
Yeah. Exactly. PhD. Post-culture.
Huh?
Postal digger.
I like that. I got Sal's got a PhD.
Yeah, I got a PhD.
Postal digger. He's out there in the hot. when you guys think you got it rough, think of Brother Sal when he's down in that pit.
Yeah.
He's not always down there because he has a CDL a trucker license, so they put him in a trucker line. So God's protecting our brother Sal.
Yeah.
He does. He protects him. He puts him in the truck. Just got air conditioning. But you're talking about 120 degrees in the hole, digging. He's young. You guys are young. When I was young, you got the energy. It's true. It's true. It's amazing. When you're older, you do that stuff, you'd be dead. You would die. I mean, it's amazing. You would just die. You know, I play football. We all like sports too, you know. I says, when you're young, you got rubber bones. You know what I mean? Yeah, like when you go to the store, you just say, I feel like running. So you're going to run because it's fun. I had to stop running because I can't, my arthritis, the back, the knees, I walk now, you know. I could run if I had to, but anyway, that's what happens when you get old, right?
Yeah, I'm amazed. Like
getting old. Yeah.
There's a guy, one of the OGs at with the company, and he's almost 24 hours in the hole. He's like 40, he's like 50.
Wow.
He's like 50 years old. He's like
40, yeah, yeah.
Like 50 years old.
Wait till he gets around 68. No more of that.
He's solid. Yeah. He's solid. He's like, he's solid.
Wow.
Well, in the old days, they were stronger than us because they did a lot of physical labor normally.
Right.
You know, I mentioned many times they didn't have cars, mass transit. So, like, when the apostles. St. Paul says, exercise is fine, but don't get carried away with it. But it's still good in sport. But the reason he said that was because they were already in shape. They had to walk from town to town. I mean, you know, when we took our walk out here, which is 4.5 miles, I mean, you get out, you're tired. They walked every day, you know, from Bethlehem to Jerusalem is 5 miles.
Yeah.
So that's a 5-mile walk.
Yeah.
So down and back and all that. So they were naturally in good shape anyway.
Not many of them owned a camel either.
You know? Huh?
Not many of them owned a camel.
Yeah. Well, they did have carriages for certain people. Now, that's just with us today. What's today's date? The
25.
Name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. Today's the 8th month, the 25th day, year 2024, and it's the 14th Lord's Day after Pentecost, which the Lord hath made.
Let us be glad and rejoice therein.
Now we're going to give some announcements here, and then we're going to, who's online anyway, by the way?
Here we go. Declan, Matthew Knight, Anna, Andrea, Bruno, Mario Jr., Matthias and Arena, Nicoline, Philip, TJ, Josh, Wayne.
Okay, and also I think Tom is visiting the Sister Andrea, that's her son, and Sister Catherine's brother, so he's visiting, so I think he's online now. And I think they're in Ocean City, right, Sister Andrea, you're in Ocean City?
Yes, Ocean City.
Okay.
Nice.
Ocean City, that's right by the ocean, eh? That's nice.
Yeah.
You know, really, ocean is, I mean, it's beautiful, you know. If you guys would have been visiting there in the summertime, you could have gone swimming, and then you could have had Jaws eat you up. Don't watch Jaws before you... you want to ruin, like, sales for the summer people?
Yeah.
Play Jaws, like, in in springtime. But there have been a lot of sharks eating people lately. Not a lot, but enough.
Yeah.
Anyway. We're just talking to Brother Sal. He had another good movie we're bringing in called In the Heart of the Sea. And it's based off of Moby Dick, but another type of a Moby Dick with a giant whale. I said, you know, if God ever turned nature against us, we're dead, and he does. You see it, like, right now, in the final days, there's going to be a lot of these hurricanes and storms and floods and fires. But even nature itself, if he turns it against you, you're dead. You know, sort of like, it's good in that movie because he talks about when they started getting their ass kicked by the giant whale. They couldn't believe. He says, I thought, you know, God gave us this, the captain saying, we're going after that whale. God gave us a superiority over animals. And it's true, because if he didn't, we'd all be dead. But every now and then, God lets the animals kick our butts to keep us humble. So he's wondering, I got to go after that. Well, we're supposed to have superiority over the animals. And he's not going to make a fool out of us, you know. But in this case... yeah, they humbled him, you know. One guy was asking, are we being cursed? Is God punishing us?
Yeah.
So God had the right answer. And the it's not just the big whale, it's like little ants. Mm-hmm. If you get like a whole ants could kill you.
Yeah.
If you they had evasion of ants, they'll kill you. A bunch of mosquitoes, they'll kill you. You know, we think we're so big shot, right? It's in the Bible, too. One of my Bible verses about how God uses nature to persecute and torment the evildoers while he preserves his just ones from them. Like with the Jews, with the faithful Jews during in Egypt when he threw out down the plagues.
Yeah.
And he was, the plagues were hitting all the Egyptians, but they were not touching the Israelites. I told the brothers, that's one of my most, a pretty big downloaded videos are the ones about God's using nature to punish mankind, and a lot of people know we're in the final days because of that. If you know we're living in the final days, that's good. That's you get a bonus for that. At least that's going to get you not so optimistic about the world. You're going to be thinking about the future, God or gods or whatever God you believe in. You're going to start searching for something. The people who won't believe we're living in the final days are the biggest jackasses in the world that are blind and more blind than ever. A lot of time you're atheistical and you're agnostic. Go ahead.
I was going to say that the children who mocked Elijah.
Oh, yeah.
They were attacked by bears.
Yeah, Elisha. Yeah, Elisius.
Elisius,
yeah. He did, what? Wow, too quick. And yeah, exactly. They call him Baldy.
Yeah.
They said, hey, Baldy. And then what happened to those kids? There were about 50 or 60 of them. Maybe more, maybe 100, but I think it was 50 or 60.
50.
And then they went down the thing, and God sent the bear after them and ripped them to pieces.
Yeah.
Killed all 50 of them. What is the moral of the story? You don't mess with God! God is not a wimp. He's not a mushy teddy bear that you play around with, smack him around, and then when you don't want to play, you throw him away. You don't mess with God. Today they got this mushy God that saves everybody. He doesn't punish nobody. He doesn't condemn nobody. Like that's what the poop says in Rome, the poop. Oh, God doesn't do that. Yeah. Oh, and God doesn't send you to hell. Yeah, how do you end up all going there? What, you take a ticket yourself? What, you want to say, hey, I got two ways to go. Here's a ticket to heaven, and here's one to, give me the one to hell. God doesn't send them there. Who puts the fire down there? God. Manly people love what I'm saying. Wimpies don't. And there's a lot of wimps out in the world today. A lot. They're so afraid. You know what? They turn mankind into an idol. They idolize their earth. They idolize the human race. They all want to go, it will be good. And when you look at this world, how could you even in the faintest of your mind say that this world is good? When I was talking to a guy that was like atheistical agnostic, I said, you take a look at this world. I said, you want to bring peace. I got peace in it kind of a guy. You told me, how are you going to bring peace? Take a look at the way human nature is. I said, and it's not God's fault, it's our fault. You read the scriptures, God tells you why. We rebelled against God. It's man's fault. When man does something, he chooses to do that. You don't have to do that. You want to do it because you're taking your free will and you're choosing to do evil. That's where the evil comes from. But if you don't admit that, I mean, as I say about these stupid people, it's like this bastard Trump. What a bastard he is and his followers now at this point. I even said it before to him. You support LGBT, homos, same-sex marriages, and now he's pro-abortion. But I said, you're going to make America great supporting that? That's why Sodom and Gomorrah got destroyed. By that one sin alone. Unbelievable. I mean, like, and this guy, like, think about it. He's called conservative. That's conservative? Wow. The definitions are pretty shifted, huh? To the left? Then you got the stupid diamondback rattlesnakes, I guess. They must have read my article. Because you can tell they were referring to it. And they must have not given any ultimate judgment because they didn't say who to vote for, who not to vote for. They don't. They do.
I know.
They don't. They have no pastoral care for the people. Now, believe me, Will and I both know them really, real well.
Yeah.
They don't care about people at all. They just teeter their teachings. They don't tell you what you need to do. They don't give you a specific adjuration. They don't give you a prayer book unless they steal mine and use it. They don't. They don't guide you. They don't give. They don't tell you what you have to do. Not maybe that you should do.
Yeah.
They don't care. So he's actually talking about, it must have been, he's saying, oh, he says, I didn't say Trump was good in everything, but some people think he doesn't do anything good, and he does some good things. And he says, yeah, the situation in the United States is deplorable. Oh, deplorable. Is that all you're going to say? Deplorable? He don't want to be, you know, it's filthy, it stinks, it's full of crap, it's evil, it's immoral. It's satanic.
Yeah.
It's diabolical.
Yeah.
You get a little more powerful. Get a little, you know.
Protein.
I said the one guy was. I said the dime brothers sound like robots. You know, they got no passion.
Yeah.
They're like passionless. I told you the Stoics are the biggest curse in the church. And you know, that's it's also not just the Stoics, and they're passionless, but the non-judgmentalists too, the liberals are passionate. The ones that talk about don't condemn and don't judge, they don't want you to lose your temper. Anybody who like yells or gets, they don't like it. But anyway, I said, first of all, I didn't say, I said, the things Trump is, I said, Trump does good things. I did say that. I says, but where he's wrong is serious. It's even worse. Like Brother Wolf wrote today, it was really good what you wrote. Oh, we got to take care of housing. We got to make sure that our kids are fed well. We got to stop the immigrants from coming over the border. But you can murder babies in the womb. That's all fine.
Yeah.
Murder babies in the womb. What about the rights of the baby in the womb? You know, God's allowing them to make jackasses in themselves. They got so bad, they're not even trying to curb it. They're going like full steam into the pro-abortion camp. I've seen it coming for years. And after what they did to you on this, this is like the pinnacle of the whole thing.
Well, you hear Cangelosi's voice in that.
Now you got just, Trump came out and he says he's for reproductive rights.
Yeah.
Right? And then even Vance came out and what did he say? I'm not going to, no federal veto.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
no
federal ban on abortion.
No federal ban on abortion. We don't want that.
Yeah. You know? We want, what does he say? We want to bring food at a reasonable cost and low housing, but... The state should be able to But you can murder, you can slaughter, like in New Mexico, up to the time of birth and after.
The federal government can get involved with things like when they did down south with slavery, which that was stupid of them because slavery is okay, there's nothing wrong with it. They were better down south than we were up north.
Right.
But they get involved when they want to, but not when it comes to the rights of the babies. So the whole thing comes down to this, one thing simple. Is that a human being in the womb?
I agree.
And if it is, and that's murder, pal, I don't care what you say. You can toss the dice any way you want. That's murder.
Yeah.
And they always talk about reproductive rights.
I know.
And they talk about a woman's right to choose. Her right to choose. What about the baby's right to choose?
Yeah.
You know, a good way to talk to them would be, you know, look, if a mother just gave birth and the kid's like 1 or 2 years old, and he's crying all night, and he's got some problems, he's keeping you up, because she just say, I want to kill him.
Yeah.
He's annoying me. He's my kid. I got a right to kill him.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah. Oh, no, I don't think she can do that. Well, but she can do it when he's in the womb?
Yeah, exactly.
The way they double speak, I hate this world.
I
hate the politicians especially. If you don't hate this world with a perfect hatred, then you're living in another dimension. You're like evil.
Right.
Then you're part of it. Yep. Remember? No. 1 John 5:18, the whole world seated in wickedness. Yeah. Yeah. Jeremiah 24:6, the earth is infected by the inhabitants thereof. Yeah. Job 9:24, the earth is given into the hands of the wicked.
Yeah.
The earth?
Yeah.
I met a guy yesterday. Well, I knew him from the Republican Party, Dr. Dallas. People here know who he is. But so we're talking about what's going on with Trump. I told him, because I said, that's right when he came out with the thing about he's going to be great for reproductive rights. He tried to make excuse. Oh, that's for mammograms. I said, No. That's what he means, abortion.
That's right. It's a code word.
It is.
Pence called him on it.
Yeah, yeah.
He says, you cannot use the same language. And even, what's her name? The goofball in Arizona.
Carrie Lake.
Carrie Lake, when she came out and said about pro-choice. Women have a right to make choices.
Yeah.
He's doing that on purpose. He's trying to play two ends. He's trying to get away with it. But pro-life people know what that means when you're saying that. We've seen what he did.
I know. That's when I brought up the platform, the RNC platform,
right.
and all this other stuff, and the Arizona law and the heartbeat law and all that.
Right.
I didn't know that. I said, well, no. He said the heartbeat law was radical, and he went after the Arizona law, so I nailed him. But
and we'll have a conversation with Gail Armstrong, who's a representative from Williamsburg, Republican, and it went pretty good. He said she was listening to him, and she admired his conviction and all that, right?
Yeah,
she says about, we got to vote for somebody. See, that's where they're stuck.
That's where they go to that.
No, you don't always got to vote for somebody. In this case, this guy's so bad, he went over the hill, proved himself to be a liar.
Right.
You can't reward him for that.
Yeah.
You cannot reward him for not doing the major promises and for going backwards.
Yeah.
And you can't he's also now, as a bonus, which is a big thing for us, deprive social conservatives of religious liberty.
Exactly.
We are not allowed to speak. Like they said to Will, we just want them to go away and shut up. That's what they think about us, okay? How is that any different than the Democrats?
Exactly.
On social issues, that's the same. That's what I was talking about, you diamond brother rattlesnakes.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about. And if you think that those are like the biggest issues they have to do with the faith, murder,
exactly,
homosexuality, same-sex marriages, this is like core faith issues. It's not like, you know, you didn't give somebody enough money to eat or something.
I know. Well, that's what I said. This is natural law. I mean, come on. This abortion and homosexuality. She back right. Oh, okay. I agree. I respect your conviction. Then she didn't.
Yeah.
She shut up.
Because I think that
I'm like, come on, man.
Yep.
And they see conviction in you.
They have to have some of them. They're all going along with it because they're telling them from the party line, you don't stay. And they're going along with that bullshit. You're not going to get elected. So I don't get elected. Who cares? Wait a second. And you know what, like Rebecca Dow says, we have a lot of things in common. I says, I didn't vote for you because of what you have in common.
I know.
I voted for the because of what you have in difference.
Exactly.
All right? If I'm going to vote for what you have in common, well, then why am I? Why do I vote for a Republican over a Democrat? Why? Mm-hmm. Why? Because you believe in the same things? Then I can vote for either one of you. No, it's because of what you have in difference.
No.
The social issues now, they're all the same.
No.
And we've seen this thing coming down the road.
Yeah.
Coming down the road. It's over now.
It is.
You know, I told them already about China, Russia coming here. It's going to happen. Either you submit to them, and maybe you will save your life. But if you don't, they're going to eat you up. And I'm going to dance on the roof when it happens. Because I'm done with it. I am done with the political system in this country, and so are a lot of other people. I'm glad Nick Fuentes is on here. He's coming along. Alex Jones, I think, is not as one of just. But now, you know who Trump's aligning himself with now? Musk, Elon Musk. He's a libertarian.
I know. Yeah.
And JFK, he's a libertarian.
Yeah,
he believes in abortion and all this other horseshit for homos.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That's who he's aligning himself with.
Yeah. I know.
He's aligning himself with them. But in his stance on the Jews is like even worse than the lefties.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the way he talks about the apostate Jews in Israel.
That's
you think that's chopped liver?
Oh, yeah.
Wait a second. You want to? If that's not like on the top of your list of sins against the faith, calling the Christ, denying Jew that he's a chosen person of God, he's blessed, and you're going to work for his kingdom to come and for his Messiah? If that's not like worse, then that's worse than these other things we're talking about, all right?
Death penalty
to all Christians. That's what he said. Death penalty to all the
anti-Semites.
That's why. And what does he mean by anti-Semites?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Us. Yeah.
Us.
Calling Jews out.
Anybody who criticizes a Jew, an evil Jew, for being evil is an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
Anybody who defends the Gospels and says Jews killed Christ.
Yeah.
And that Jews are under a curse from God. And that they're on the road to hell.
Yeah.
And that they're sons of the devil. John 5:44. 844.
Yeah.
We're anti-Semites.
I know.
We're anti-Semites, you see. And he's got us slated for what?
Destruction.
Death. Yeah. I got some news for you, Mr. Trump, but you's going to go down in the end, all right? You may kill a few of us, but you're going to get all of us.
Yeah.
The last people on this earth are going to be good Catholics, and everything else is going to be wiped out when Christ comes a second time. You know whose God Trump is? Mammon. We were talking about this the other day when he talks about God. He's very shy to talk about God. They ask him, what's your favorite Bible verse? He goes, well, I don't know. I got a lot of them. I got a lot of them. What, name one of them. I don't like to talk about it. Well, do you like the Old Testament more than the New Testament? But he's thinking now.
I know.
Well, I like both. Can't you say the old? I think he really is a Jew. But anyway, I don't think he believes in God at all. Here's my point.
Yeah.
That other thing this week, you showed me, what was he talking about?
Why God saved him.
Yeah, why God saved him.
Yeah, that was great.
And, and he's very, when you're shy, he talks about God, but when you're shy to talk about God, when you're a little bit not too, even when the evangelicals are praying, he sort of like feels uncomfortable. He doesn't really believe in God.
No.
He's a practical atheist.
Yeah.
He doesn't really believe in God. You know, people, a lot of people, prefer, they say a lot of your non Christians, of course, they're practically, they don't really believe in God. That's why they don't like me. I talk about God in real terms.
Yeah.
Like he exists. I spoke to him this morning, by the way. Okay? Spoke to him this morning. Oh, there goes my brandy. He speaks to God. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm not allowed to speak to God. God's not allowed to speak to me. No, they don't even believe in him.
Yeah.
They get uncomfortable. When they know you really believe in God, they get uncomfortable. So whose God is Trump? Mammon. Money. He follows the most powerful people in the world and figures they're being blessed by whatever, the force. So they're the Jews. The Talmudic and apostate Jews are the most powerful people financially in every way in the world today. And that's, Mammon, look at the Bible, Antichrist. How did the apostate Jews come to power? Money, Mammon, power. They're obsessed by the money, power, of Mammon. And that's Trump's God. So he's looking at the group that's most powerful and he's going, that's my group. They're my boys. Mammon. And they even say he secretly converted to Judaism, apostate Judaism, a couple of years ago, whenever it was, and I believe it. To the Chabad movement, but he did, and that's why he's like a bit. You know, his connections with Netanyahu go with Kushner and all that.
I know.
Yeah. Netanyahu spent in his house, they were great Kushner, friends.
Yeah.
Now you're beginning to see some connections here.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe, you know what, the Dimer brothers don't like all this talk. Because they think it's the poops in Rome that are the Antichrist.
Yeah, exactly.
These poops are so retarded. No, they're bad, though. Don't get me wrong. They're real evil. What they've done, if the Second Vatican Council put the icing on the cake of the Great Apostasy, because they justified the Jews spiritually in the whole world, so they did the bulwark of the stuff, but the main workers in the back there are these apostate Jews that are out there... But... So, you know, Trump is looking at that, and he looks at how wimpy the Christians are today. The so-called Christians are wimps.
Yeah.
But they are.
It's another proof to see that the so-called Catholic Church isn't the Catholic Church today, because when the Catholic Church was Catholic, Jews didn't have any power.
No.
And now the Jews control the world.
No. During the Renaissance era, you will see, look, the Medicis, too, they started to let the Jews in, and they started doing business to them. Business, because they, and so you start to read how they started to let them in more and more and more, and they crept in through finances and money, but
they had a special word for them, pigs, moranos.
Moranos, yeah. That's the thing I said, and it's common sense, right? That people believe in the apocalypse and the Antichrist, and they go like it says, and all the world adored him, whose name's not written in the book of life and land, and was slain for the foundation of the world. So almost the whole world follows this guy. So he comes to world power. How can that happen unless he's powerful, rich, money? I said, they always talk about Hitler and the Nazis. Yeah. You know my answer to that. My first answer to them is, they're dead and gone. Yeah. The Nazis aren't running the world, pal. It's all over.
Yeah.
Who's running the world since the end of World War II? Who is running? Who is the major powerhouse in this world? The United States of America. That's the harlot mentioned in Book of the Apocalypse 18. And 17, that brings the Antichrist to power, then the Antichrist doesn't need her anymore, he throws her off his back. Who else? Who else is running this world? Who else is perverting this world? Who else goes over to Uganda and says, if you keep condemning homos, we're not going to send you any more money. Yeah. If you keep condemning LGBT, we're going to remove our financial support from you, and we're even going to maybe do a war against you. The war against you if they have to bring in feminism, homosexuality, all these sins. But you got these people talking about the United States. Sis, boom, bah, greatest country in the world, most evilest country in the world, created specifically by the Freemasons, apostate Jews and Freemasons, to bring the Antichrist to power as the main power base. That's all. And these people, I said, you guys, what Bible are you guys reading? Yeah. And then you got these jackasses that say, like, oh, it's the Iranians.
Yeah.
They're controlling the world.
Yeah.
The Iranians are controlling the world? What planet are you living on? And this Netanyahu guy's trying to scare you. Watch out!
Yeah.
They're coming for you next! Oh, the Iranians are going to... Well, you know what? You keep poking the bear, Russia, China, and Iran, and they are going to come.
Yeah.
Because you're poking them. Iran, with those three together? But, I mean, basically... I mean, that's what the Jews do. The one Notori Carthage, you said it really good. The guy, Dovid Weiss, yeah. These guys are pretty good. I think we're going to convert them. He says, like a Jew throws a rock through your window and breaks your window, and you yell at him, and they call you an anti-Semite. Yeah. You're yelling at the Jew who broke her window with a rock.
Yeah.
You know?
Jew throws a rock, you yell at him, and then he bombs your house.
The Israelis kill their number one president in a diplomatic area, which is forbidden by international law. And the Iranians threaten to strike back, and they go, you have no, don't you dare strike back. Oh, you can kill me, but I can't do nothing.
Then the warships come running in to Hormuz.
The warships are rolling in. That's the harlot. When did Netanyahu go to speak for his support when he came to the Congress? They slobbered all over the guy.
Standing ovations.
You know, I'm so righteously angry. I tell you, I wish I had this guy in the room with me now. Like I said in that thing, I'll butt my head against yours. I'm going to bust your head in 20 pieces. You're not going to come out and tell me that you're a faithful Jew and that the covenant belongs to you and that you're part of the Maccabees. You're not part of it. You're the people the Maccabees were killing.
Yeah, exactly.
You're one of the 23,000 people at the bottom of the mountain that Moses killed, you piece of crap.
Yeah.
Jesus said, if you did believe in Moses, you would believe in me also. Yeah. But if you don't believe in his writings, how you believe in me? That's John 5:44. To 45. He's telling these Jews, you don't really believe in the real Moses.
Yeah.
You don't really believe in the real Maccabees. But he's getting up there and claiming it. Yeah. He's claiming it to him. He's claiming like he's the faithful one. And the people are looking at these apostate Jews as if they're even better than Christians.
Yeah.
They're like up here and we're like chopped liver.
Yeah.
Unbelievable scandals. I mean, we quote the scriptures to these people. And they still don't listen, and it's in your face. They're looking at the black wall. They're saying it's white.
Yeah.
This is the days we're living in. And people like that, and I don't know. I just think the people that are not listening to that stuff, you call yourself a Christian and you're a Zionist, I think you're a Canaanite. You're a Canaanite. If you're the kind of Zionist that says, well, they're over there for a reason, but they're not blessed. They need to believe in Jesus, and they still have, or they're going to go to hell. That's not as bad, but that's still bad, because they still don't belong there, okay? So, if they don't believe in Jesus, then they don't belong there. But the worst Zionists will tell you this, and they got it, especially from the Second Vatican Council, the Nostra Aetate. The Jews are under a covenant with God, unbelieving Jews. They're God's chosen people, and they're blessed. That's the worst. You believe in that? People who deny God are blessed by God?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you believe in that? You're a Canaanite. You're dead. If God left it up to me and I had the power, I wouldn't even try to convert them. I'd say, just kill them. Don't even talk to them. Just kill the bastard. Let them know why you're killing them, though. You know, line them up. And let them know why you're killing them, because, I don't know.
I put that on Gail. So I said, look, they're told people, look at Israel. Said half the people don't even believe in a concept of God, and the other ones don't accept Christ as the Messiah. So how are they God's children? She didn't say none. And asked about, she knew Yanuka. Yeah. She knew about Yanuka. I said, well, here, go to our website and look at that. But I mean, she couldn't. That's like when you put these Christian Zionists on the spot, they got nothing.
Nothing.
So it's like, here, okay. She just looked.
You know why they're serving a mammon?
Exactly.
They're afraid of money. The power that the Jew has. The power, and they think they're being blessed by God.
No.
And that's the argument we use too.
Exactly.
Tel Aviv is the most homosexual LGBT area in the whole world. a lot of your Jews are atheists and agnostics. Even like a that's God, what did God do when the Old Covenant, when the Jews did that? What did he do? He kicked it. They don't belong in the Promised Land. That's like that one Jew that was, I put the clip up there, that was talking about Trump being the non-Jewish Messiah with the ear. He got shot in the ear, like smoking something with an earring or something. He's a non-Jewish Messiah like Cyrus. He's going to deliver us. He's great. You know, we need to have a godly nation. You know, well, the United States is gone, though. That's too far. That's going to be destroyed because it's not godly. Well, wait a second. Trump is your hero. He's your non-Jewish Messiah. And he's godly?
I know.
He's godly? Didn't they teach you not to lie? And you know, the Jew said to me, no, I'm a Jew. I lie by nature. Did you read the Bible?
Yeah.
We're liars. Yeah. No. So, Trump is the godly guy. I had it with these people.
Yeah.
The Democrats are at least honest in what they believe in. It stinks, but they're honest.
Yeah.
They're zealous abortion supporters.
Oh,
where's the zealous pro-life people?
Exactly.
We're here, but we're not in politics. Where is the zealous pro-life side? When they stand up for something, the Democrats, they go full bore and they don't back down.
No, they don't.
That's embarrassing.
That is.
You know why? The Republicans are greedy for power and money more than the Democrats. They're greedy too, a lot of them.
Yeah.
I'm not making excuses for them, but
they'll sell their soul for $10.
Yeah.
What I'm doing here,
because that's what you need, is an opposite force that's just as powerful, like convicted to fight that, and they know that, and then they're defanging
right.
them.
Like
even, gay pride, I'm not going to say the gay pride month. Why aren't you? You should have all these Republicans out.
If you're not confronting it, you lost the battle already.
Exactly.
Even Pence said something like that.
Yeah,
he says it's not just about getting elected; it's a moral issue.
I agree.
It's an issue where if you're not teaching it to the public, even if you don't get elected, kids are hearing it. That's how you convert people.
Yeah.
If you don't talk about it anymore, it's not on the table anymore.
It's
surrender. And in my point.
Right.
All this stuff I'm writing, I said, like, I'm going to do one more week on Trump. This week I'm going to do the idolization of Trump.
Right.
And then I'm going to do the thing about net and you coming over here maybe another week.
Mm-hmm.
And I can get back to some religious works. But this work needs to be done.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is it can go on forever.
Yeah.
There's a point where it's got to end.
Yeah.
We're at the ending point.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, that's it. No more politics. It's over. I ain't voting for nobody except for individual people like Josh Baker or someone else runs around here that we know is good. We'll vote for him. That's about it. I'm done. I'm sitting and I'm waiting patiently for the Chinese or the Russians. Chinese are going to come in here, which I believe, and Russians are going to come to South America. I'm waiting. That's all I'm waiting. That's it. I'm still going to warn the people and all that stuff, but give up on your political system. It's over. It's over. No more of this USA. You know, you look at the Democrat convention, it's this clown show. It's like this. It's like football teams are up there. It's like one big party. They're goofballs. I mean, the whole world is goofy. The whole United States political system is goofy. It's retarded, and it really always has been. And look at all the money that people pour into these conventions, and it's all bullcrap. Hitler said it real perfectly well. It's a joke of all these different groups fighting with one another. Jews. Put them up there, and the real power is the Jew and the Freemason behind them, pulling all the strings.
Yeah.
Everybody's running around chasing their tail, and Jews doing all this.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, but I do think some of the glaring things that Trump is doing now is going to wake up some people in the Republican Party.
Yeah.
To show them enough is enough.
Yeah.
Because even, you were talking about, I don't want to mention his name, but if we're going to record this, I mean, you could, but the guy that you're talking about, he was supporting Trump just about a week ago, but now he's not doing it anymore.
Because
there's an, even Fuentes.
Yeah, right, exactly.
He was supporting, and then all of a sudden he went, I can't do it no more. The one guy nailed him, Nick, I don't care how good, we all believed he might have been good. I agree, I understand. In the beginning, you give a guy a chance.
Mm-hmm.
He failed.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to school, you give a guy a chance, you think he's got promise, then he turns out to be a bum.
Yeah.
Guess what? The guy's a bum. He turned out to be a bum. A liar, a gangster, a cheat, and a fraud. We know he was that. We thought he was trying to become good, but he didn't.
Yeah.
That's the end of it. And God's even making him say stupid things than he ever said before.
Yeah.
His argument about Kamala is he's saying that, you know, I'm prettier than her. Yeah.
Come on,
he said, she's not even pretty. I'm prettier than her.
Yeah.
We got some huge problems with a guy like that.
I know.
Ego.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then he's talking about crowd size.
Yeah.
I said, they told me the biggest crowd that anybody had in the United States was Martin Luther King Jr. And he had the big, I think my crowds were as big. Then he saw the size of the crowds in the Democratic Party. He got nervous because they had a lot of people.
Yeah.
He tried to lie about it in the beginning. And that's when he came out and said reproductive rights. Because now he's afraid. He's all about,
you
guy's a goof.
Yeah.
He's like a big goof. Can you see the Jews pulling his puppet strings?
Totally.
This guy's like a big dope, like Baby Huey, you know? It's like a hillbill. Whatever you want, I'm doing. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? He's power hungry.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he can't convert it, but I don't know. But that guy's kind of, and he's. I mean, you think about it. He's chopping out people left and right. Now he's got Mickey Haley's coming. Mickey Haley's coming in his council. He's got Elon Musk. He's got JFK Jr. He said he was a libertarian. He got rid of the Project 2025 people.
Yeah.
He's getting rid of all the social conservatives. He's kicking them out like they kicked you out.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but the last chance for this country to have any type of semblance of little mercies is if they let Will stay in the party.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't. And sort of, I was surprised he stayed that long and even got elected. But, you know, him getting elected shows you that there's a lot of people out there that did elect you.
That's right.
There's still, even now, and I looked at the blowback on Current Lake and Trump, there's a lot of Republicans that are pissed off. They're very angry. And they're looking where to go.
Right.
And we're going to get them. When God does miracles over here, we're going to have them here with us.
Was that the article you sent? Pence, when, I think Perkins, I think one of the players, he said, there's a lot of people there.
A lot.
And he said at the end of that article, he said there's a lot of people that
there's a lot.
And that's what I thought. I said, that's
a lot.
Yeah, that don't like what.
And a lot of people that are against him, they don't put it on the news.
No, they don't.
They don't want you to see that side of it. And he's ignoring it. His pollsters know. All right, now, what else? Anybody got any questions on here? I wasn't going to do a lecture, but we can maybe post this. I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to do a lecture because I'm working. Like, TJ was working. Beautiful, brother TJ, the thing on the Assumption and the Coronation. It's absolutely beautiful. I tried to get him to fix the ending a little bit. It ends a little too abruptly. But, but he's working on that. But he told me, he said, you know, it took me about 8 hours just to do the fades and all that. I went, good, I'm glad it took you 8 hours. Now you know what I feel like when I got to do this stuff, you know? I try to not make it as, look, if I had somebody helping me, I can make it more fancy with the fade-ins, and I want to get to the meat of it. But even what I did there, that's work.
Yeah, it is.
For 1 month now, 2 months, are you complaining? You know, I sit back sometimes and I go, Lord, I haven't been in theology for a while, you know? I'd like to speak about the Blessed Mother. And I did a lot of, thank God I did most of my theological work already. That's why God knows what he's doing. Of course he's God. But if I right now, we're getting out in public and most of my theological works are done. I got more stuff to do, but you feel dry a little bit. You know, you'd like to go back and do the theology, you know, but this is part of the work, though. Remember you said to St. Peter, you're going to go where you don't want to go?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is going to, I'm going where I don't want to go. But here's the other thing. I do know how to do this. I do like politics. I don't like politicians, but I am interested. I can do it. I have the ability to do it. I have to tell myself, just sit back and enjoy it, because it is enjoyable. It is, when you expose them, it is. I mean, I have to stop being impatient and wanting to get to theology. I got to put all that off the burner, and I'm praying that I concentrate just on this and do a good job on it, because I know I can do it. And it really is fun doing it, but there's still a part of you that wants sometimes go back to theology. But the other thing is, and here's what the Dimer brothers are woefully insufficient. Every time, all of God's chosen people that are leaders, from the Old and the New Covenant era, popes, bishops, high priests, prophets, their job is to understand the world around them, to find out what countries are evil, how evil are they, what's going to happen to his own people. They're deeply involved in the political things of the world because God wants them to call them out, condemn them where they are wrong, praise them where they're right. So this is all part of the job. And when a pope, look at the popes, the dealings they have with the papal states, with the Muslim countries, with all these other different countries, the Hindus, the Buddha, the popes, They have to be ultimate diplomats, politicians themselves, good popes even. So this is all part of the job.
No.
So stop complaining. Sometimes it almost kills you, though, you know? Because you want to get back, you know. And sometimes I don't want to get back and just read some of my old writings. I used to edify myself by reading my own stuff, you know. I edify myself by reading my own stuff. I always said, I wish the new me, I wish the old me knew the new me.
Yeah.
You know, I wish I was preaching to myself when I was like a pagan, or committing all kinds of sins. I had someone like me. But that work, like what I put this, is extremely important. Because it does deal with the faith. It's a practical way that the faith is playing out in the world today, showing how faithless it is. But there's the point, too. What I'm getting at is how far do you go? Because the political thing could never end.
Right.
I mean, I could really literally spend. It's like the people that wanted me to go back and study the first 1,000 years of all the popes.
Yeah.
I already picked out some of the popes that are anti-popes in the first 1,000 years. I got to read it. I got them there. You know, I listed them. I don't got time to study every one of them. I don't got time to study every political situation in the world and everything that's happening. That's all I'll be doing. So, like Brother TJ even said, he understands how you got to not only know how to write, but what to write about and what not to write about, what to leave out. Is it? Yeah, that stuff's important. I got a lot. People sent me stuff on a lot of these anti-popes that some of them I believe really are, but I haven't studied enough. I'm not going to make no judgment until I study it thoroughly. And you got to study all the sources. You got to study from different perspectives. You got to look at the translations. It takes time. You don't just come out and accuse somebody of something without. It's in the scriptures. Learn before judgment. Learn before I speak. Learn before I speak, or before you, and then condemn justly. But all the stuff that I have revealed out there, and there's plenty of it, can show you about the great apostasy. And if you don't want to look at the evidence, Diamond Brothers are just like politicians. They ignore when you send them the evidence about the Salvation Dogma, Alphonse, and all that. They never answer you. You notice what Vance did the other day till he pulled a sneaky one? He was on Riley's show. And Riley was saying about the illegal immigrants. I agree. You've got to send the gangsters back. But Riley was making a good point. What about the other ones that aren't gangsters? They came here. They're working. And they're doing a job. He says, what are you going to do with them? And he went, but he ignored the whole question. He went and he said, we have to go back and look at the ones that are committing crimes, and we have to get rid of them. And he completely ignored the question. No, what about the ones that are committing crimes, that are working here, that have families here? What are you going to do for them? He didn't answer. And here's how these guys work, right? So Vince never answered the question. He just goes back to talking about, we can't let these criminals come in here, and Riley let him get away with it.
Yeah.
He didn't say, wait, whoa, back up, fancy boy, I didn't ask you that.
Yeah.
I asked you about the ones that came over here, they're not committing crimes, they have families, and they're working, they're hard workers, what about them? He didn't double up on the question. And I saw Vance, when he asked them, Vance stopped for a minute.
Yeah.
And he had to think. He goes, and here's what they do. They change the topic.
Yeah.
Diamond Brothers, when you're alive, you change the topic. And what happens is the interviewer lets you go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching the last, I'm figuring, why do interviews do that? I'm going to tell you why. Riley doesn't want to look like a wimp, so he says, you got to ask this question. He goes, okay, I'll ask it.
Mm-hmm.
I asked it. They don't have to follow up. So he can say, I asked it. No, you asked it, but you didn't follow up when he didn't answer it, dummy.
Yeah.
You didn't say, no. But they do that with abortion and all these issues. The politicians are masters at lying. Diamond Brothers are saying, wait, we're dogmas. What about Alphonsus de Liguori, who said it's okay, an allowable opinion held by Lugo, that a Jew who denies Christ could actually be an implicit Christian and be saved in that condition? Now, Alphonse says, I don't believe in that opinion, but Lugo believed in it, and it's an allowable opinion. I sent that how many times? Oh, they don't even address it. At best, they'll say, well, Alphonse made some mistakes. What kind of mistakes? The heresies about the Holy Eucharist, about the divine essence in which they became heresies. heretics, because they're divine, trying to defend that heresy, that the divine essence does not beget, is not begotten, is not proceeding. Well, then what did the Father beget? Mm-hmm. What did the Son get from the Father? His person without the divine essence, you stupid knucklehead? That's how stupid they are. The whole world is seated in wickedness, and that's why I got in your memorization verses about all men are liars. If you can't see that this world is so filthy, it's a penal colony, where most people are going to hell. If you love the truth, you'll see it, and you're humble, and you're not a coward. But if you don't care about the truth, and all you care about is money and power, you're not going to see it. But why? They're sitting up in that perch over there, and they don't want to be wrong. Ever. The only reason I'm right is because I admit when I'm wrong. If you don't admit when you're wrong, you can never be right. And you can never be right if you don't admit when you're wrong. Sound pretty good? Little scholastic, maybe? Yeah. Oh, Bernie, he says he's a great prophet. Look how many times he said he was wrong. What, you think Moses? Look at Moses, committed some pretty bad things. He couldn't even enter the promised land. So what, you think prophets are God Almighty? They can make mistakes. And the only way that they became perfect when God's perfecting them for their mission is when they admit they are wrong. What is this? They're the ones that are sitting on the mountain thinking they're God Almighty. I've seen them. And when they make a mistake, a sin, or that they know they committed, a sin or a heresy, and then they change it, they burn under the carpet, never said they helped, never abjure from it. What do they tell you to do? I think for the profession of faith. Read the Council of Trent's profession of faith. Is that sufficient for the days we're living in? Minus the fact that it might have some heresies in there. I have to reread it again. But is that sufficient for the days we're living in? Are you kidding? All the stuff that's been heaped upon us? For instance, about the Jews under a covenant with God? Christ denying Jews under a covenant? How about that one? How about the fact that the Muslims worship the true God? That's a big one. Father Harrison believed that. Father Harrison, Pontifical University, genius. He's got all these diplomas. Like I said to Father Chikara, he came on and said, "Hi, Brady, he don't know nothing. You got to go to school for 10 years for this, 10 more years for that, and only then are you ready." Well, first of all, that's a little too much. I said, that will be all fine and well if you're learning 10 years of dogmas. But you guys are learning 10 years of heresies, 10 years of deceptions, 10 years of scholasticism, 10 years on how to dodge people. It depends on what you're learning for those 10 years. And first of all, 10 years, the apostles were poor fishermen. Even Jesus, they say, how does this man know his letters have never learned? If you have the door, you don't got to be a genius to have the faith and to be wise. That's the way these people are thinking. But, I mean, imagine that if he told the apostles, "I'm choosing you 12, but we're not going to begin for till 10 years. Because, you know, you got to go through all these courses." They were already faithful Jews. They had the faith, you know. I mean, they turned the faith into some type of deep kind of... The faith is not... Even the deep dogmas are not complicated. If they're explained the right way, like I explained about the nature of God, it's not complicated. But it takes faith. Oh, it takes faith to believe in the Holy Eucharist. I love the Holy Eucharist so much because that's the ultimate test of our faith on earth. That if you don't believe in that, you're never going to get to heaven. Because it's not only contrary to human reason. It's contrary to science, human science. It contradicts human science. It tastes like bread, tastes like wine. Drink it to get drunk, but it ain't bread, it ain't wine. It's an illusion. God allows that to perpetuate the illusion to test your faith. When he had fire burning in sleep in Moses' time, and it didn't melt the ice. When Jesus walked on water. Scientific stuff. Faith. That's what St. Paul says. Faith is things and believing that are above your human understanding, and even contrary to science, which is the Holy Eucharist. What's that verse again? Ecclesiastes 3:16. He says, "Be not over curious and be not more inquisitive than is necessary, for many things are shown to you above the understanding of men." Let alone we have people now that are denying scientific proofs and facts, like evolutionists and heliocentrists that believe that they deny the fact of geocentrism. I mean, but because it's been pumped and pushed in books for so long. But if you read the Bible, though, all this stuff is refuted in the Bible. There's a lot of laziness on the part of people where they don't care. But, you know, if you really care about the faith in God and you're reading the scriptures, you're going to see these things. That's amazing. Even all these Protestants that you're sending these quotes to, they read the Bible all the time. But they got it with the veil of darkness over their head. They got it. God's cursed them. They can't see these clear verses before their very eyes. Things against the homos? No. Things against the Jews? No. When St. Paul, 1 Thessalonians 2:15, the Jews both kill the Lord Jesus Christ and the prophets and please not God, they're adversaries to all men. They persecute us, adversaries to all men. Jesus said your father is the son of their son, the devil. The devil is their father.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's not just Jews, neither. You're right. It's all people that aren't Catholic. Their father is the devil.
Yeah, exactly.
Even pagans. A pagan Adam Green guy. He thinks he's good because he's a Viking guy, a mythological pagan freak. And he thinks he's okay and the Jews are bad. No, you're bad too. What do you think? You're like...
I know.
You think you're okay. And Kaepernick blew it big time.
Yeah.
Wow, did he blow it big time.
Yeah.
Boy, that really... I didn't have much. I had, in the beginning, I had some stock in him.
Oh, yeah.
Then it went to here. And after that, it went down. There's no stock in him at all.
Yeah.
After what he did.
Yeah.
And Adam Green knew more about our faith than he, even though he doesn't believe in it, right. than he does.
Yeah.
He says, well, according to you, I'm the son of the devil too and an antichrist.
Yeah.
He who does, every spirit that dissolves Jesus is not of God. And this is the antichrist. That's 1 John 4:3 or one of the verses. Or John 4. Every spirit that dissolves Jesus is not of God, and this is the antichrist. So, and you're not, and then he tells Kaepernick, he says, well, then according to you, I'm an antichrist too.
Yeah.
No, he says, no, Kaepernick goes, no, because you're my friend. That's what he said.
Yeah.
He says, you're my friend. No. So salvation comes, unless you're a friend of Kaepernick.
Then he said Jesus wasn't a Jew.
Yeah, that's right. If you're a friend of Nathaniel Kaepernick, you're saved.
Yeah.
As long as you're his friend. Don't get on his blacklist.
Yeah.
Well, you're in deep trouble. When you don't have God, things spurt out of your mouth eventually that are stupid. Even if somebody, they can have some good luck, they're fine, you're going to get them. You're finally going to get them. Right now, the Republicans, like the Trump and all, they're spurting out some unbelievable stuff.
Yeah, they're not holding back.
All right, now, let's get into the announcements and then we'll get into the mass prayers. Anybody got any questions? All right, you can stop that and turn it on again, and then we'll go with the announcements.